The Rocky Mountains received a record amount of snow this winter, and as the weather warms up, some communities are worried about flooding. In Leadville, Colorado, the runoff could put hundreds of residents of a mobile home park and a nearby river at risk. NPR's Jeff Brady explains.
More than a century ago, mining was king in Leadville. But now, this Victorian town at 10,000 feet above sea level is a tourist attraction. Head north on the main street a few miles and you'll find the Village of East Fork Mobile Home Park and a teenager shoveling snow. From here, he can see a tunnel two blocks away that leads into the mountain. Inside, there's a maze of old mines, many of them collapsed, that goes on for miles. The groundwater level has been rising, flooding those mines with a billion gallons of water, picking up heavy metals and other pollutants in the process. Locals worry that nasty water will find its way into the nearby Arkansas River. All this snow melting is increasing the water pressure underground, and now officials worry it could break free and come pouring out the tunnel.
They told us it could happen at any time.
Emily Medina lives in the mobile home park.
So we're really in danger. Even the kids, if I leave my son here and I go to work, it could happen when he comes from school or I leave him here so he can get the bus. You never know when. We can even be sleeping, and this can happen.
Medina says it's difficult living under that kind of stress.
If I would have known this 9 years ago that I brought my modular, me and my husband, I wouldn't have moved here at all. But they didn't let us know nothing.
Last week, the county's three commissioners declared a state of emergency. Their goal was to get the attention of the Bureau of Reclamation, which is responsible for the tunnel, and it worked. Don Luma is an assistant regional director with the agency. He says the declaration came as a surprise because the Bureau monitors groundwater movement there constantly.
We don't think that the tunnel is going to blow out tomorrow, if you will. But we have some folks that are concerned about it and think maybe, you know, they think it might. So we're going to make sure we go out and look at that and take that very seriously.
Luma says his agency is spending $100,000 on a study to learn more about what's happening in the tunnel. Results are expected by the end of June. Until then, he's reassuring residents that if the water starts moving, they'll have at least 24 hours to evacuate. Luma says it would have to push through a lot of rock and dirt before reaching the trailer park.
We do think we'd be able to know that something was going on long before it actually hit down at the tunnel portal.
So would you feel safe living in front of that tunnel?
Right now, yeah. You know, I don't have a life and limb concern personally. Now, I do take their concerns personally. I'm not living in front of that tunnel. They are.
The Bureau of Reclamation's response is encouraging, says Lake County Commissioner Ken Olson.
We ought to address it sooner than later. I don't want to wait and explain later what the degree of threat is. I'd rather just address it and alleviate it, and it's a singular fix, and that's lowering the groundwater level.
Olson wants the federal government to divert the snowmelt and other sources of clean water into the Arkansas River before it gets polluted down in the mines. But that would require pumps and flumes costing millions of dollars, much more than his rural county could ever afford. Olson and his fellow commissioners hope the federal government and its treasury will come to the rescue. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.